Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Rescuers in Turkey and war-ravaged Syria are searching through the frigid night, hoping to pull more survivors from the rubble. A 7.8 magnitude earthquake early Monday killed more than 3,400 people and toppled thousands of buildings across a wide region. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
A rescue worker is lowered along with people he's helped evacuate from a devastated building. Hundreds are feared trapped under the rubble. The death toll is expected to rise as rescue workers continue searching mounds of wreckage in cities and towns across the area. Aerial footage shows the piles of debris, with mangled steel bars showing inside some of the buildings that have remained standing. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The devastating earthquake on Monday looked painfully familiar for Syrian families and rescuers worn down by nearly 12 years of bombardment and displacement. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony reports.
On the streets of northwestern Syria, children are wailing, buildings are flattened, and local hospitals are full of bodies. It was a painfully familiar sight for many Syrian families and rescuers, exhausted by what has been nearly 12 bleak years of bombardment and displacement. Mounds of concrete, steel rods, and bundles of clothes lay where multi-story buildings once stood. Millions in northwest Syria have been left vulnerable by years of conflict, according to the United Nations.
Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony. Dozens of nations have pledged aid since the 7.8 magnitude quake, which hit as people were sleeping and amid freezing weather that has hampered emergency efforts. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan on Monday declared 7 days of national mourning. This is VOA News. Hong Kong's top court ruled full-sex reassignment surgery should not be a prerequisite for transgender people to have their gender changed on their official identity cards. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Transgender activist Henry Edward Tse was born a biological female, but identified themselves as male.
We can finally live a dignified life in our home.
Tse decided not to have full sex reassignment surgery.
I can't go to the male bathroom, and it would be considered a crime of loitering if I used the female bathroom.
The court in Hong Kong ruled the government's policy was unconstitutional and imposed an unacceptably harsh burden on people who are transgender. I'm Ed Donahue.
A huge chunk of plants and animals in the United States are facing extinction. A Reuters correspondent, Alice Rizzo, reports.
Leading conservation research group NatureServe found that 40% of animals and 34% of plants are at risk of dying out, while 41% of ecosystems are facing a total collapse. Everything from crayfish and cacti to iconic American species such as the Venus flytrap are in danger of disappearing. A new report by NatureServe analyzed data from its network of over 1,000 scientists across the U.S. and Canada.
Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo. Chilean firefighters were battling to hold back forest fires on Monday as authorities said hot and dry weather would continue this week, potentially exacerbating what is already the deadliest blazes in the country's recent history. The fire has killed 26 people so far in south-central Chile and has already made 2023 the second worst year in terms of hectares burned after the so-called firestorm that hit the country in 2017. Authorities in the U.S. are investigating a nursing home in New York that pronounced a woman dead but then started breathing at the funeral home. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports this has happened before at facilities in other U.S. states.
Officials say an 82-year-old woman was pronounced dead at Water's Edge Rehab and Nursing Center in Port Jefferson, but found to be breathing 3 hours later at the funeral home where she'd been taken. This happened Saturday, days after the Glen Oaks Alzheimer's Care Center in Iowa was fined $10,000 over a similar incident, where a 66-year-old woman was put in a body bag and taken to a crematory. But workers there found her breathing. She was returned to hospice care, where she died January 5th. Julie Walker, New York.
The U.S. Coast Guard said Monday it's imposing a temporary security zone in the waters off the eastern state of South Carolina, where the military shot down a suspected Chinese spy balloon.